I want to read for you tonight from Psalm 132. And I'm going to stop at points as I read this psalm, because as I have read this psalm over and over again this week, I've seen the progression that's in this psalm. It talks about an old promise that was given to King David. And it talks about King David's desire and what King David wanted to do for God. And as we look at this, I want you to be able to see what happens in the midst of this psalm. So I'm going to read it, a part of it, and then talk a little bit about it, and then move right through the psalm that way. Lord, remember David and all the hardships he endured. How he swore an oath to the Lord and vowed a vow to the mighty one of Jacob. I will not come under the roof of my house, nor climb up into my bed. I will not allow my eyes to sleep, nor let my eyelids slumber, until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob. See, David was so concerned. The Ark of the Covenant at that day and age was in a tent. And David knew the glory of the house that he lived in the midst of. And as he lived in the midst of the glorious house that he was in, it bothered him that God did not have a home as well as his was. And in his heart, he said, I will make sure that God has a house to dwell in also. For you see, God had come to live among them. And as God lived among them, there was really nothing else other than a tent for God to live in. The psalm goes on to say this. The ark. We heard it was in Ephrathah. We found it in the fields of Jerem. Let us go to God's dwelling place. Let us fall upon our knees before God's footstool. Arise, O Lord, into your resting place, you and the ark of your strength. Let your priest be clothed with righteousness. Let your faithful people sing with joy. For your servant David's sake, do not turn your face from your anointed. It concerned David so much that David wanted to go to where God was and to be present, the Ark of the Covenant and the Shekinah around the Ark of the Covenant in the Holy of Holies, in the tabernacle itself, was known to be God's dwelling place amongst them. And that Shekinah of God shined out from the tent and above the tent in such a way that the people could see it. And David's concern was that God did not have a house as well as his, and he wanted to go and be right there and be present to God. Let us go and let us fall upon our knees. I will make the motion to move towards God as God has already made the motion to move towards me. The Lord has sworn an oath to David, and in truth will not break it. The sun, the fruit of your body, I will set upon your throne. If your children keep my covenant and my testimonies that I shall teach them, their children will sit upon your throne forever. Because of David's step towards God, because of David's desire for what God should have, because of what David wanted so much, God says, I will honor you and I will bless you, and one of your descendants will sit upon the throne forever. And this is the Jesus who comes, the Christ child who comes and is born in Bethlehem. This is the one that will sit upon the throne for all time. And God made that promise to David, because David took the step towards God. and because of David's desire in his heart. And the psalm ends this way. For the Lord has chosen Zion, which is another name for Jerusalem, and desired it for the holy habitation. This shall be my resting place forever. There will I dwell. For in Zion I delight. I will surely bless the provisions of Zion and satisfy its poor with bread. I will clothe its priest with salvation. There or here I will dwell. I will surely bless the provisions of Zion and satisfy its poor with bread. I will clothe its priest with salvation, and its faithful people will rejoice and sing. There will I make the horn of David flourish. I have prepared a lamp for my anointed. As for his enemies, I will clothe them with shame. But as for him, his crown will shine. You see, because of David's step towards God, God took the first step, but David took a step to come closer to God and want so much more for God. And as David did that, he says, one of your own I will put upon the throne for all eternity, and I will bless where they live over and above and beyond. The priest will be clothed with salvation. There will be bread enormous. There will be no poor within your city. Now, where does that cross over for us? Where does it cross over for us? It's nice to know that David has been given this promise. It's nice to know that David's descendant will sit upon the throne. It's nice to know that the place that they live will be over and above and spectacular. Folks, the baby Jesus comes for us also. The words we just heard, the baby Jesus came to die for us. The baby Jesus comes in a manger and asks us to take care of God. Here's what I want to ask you to think about. Have you prepared a place for God to live within you? Have you prepared a place that God could live? Have you opened the doors of your heart for Jesus, the Christ child, to come into your life? For you see, that's what this is about. It's not about walking down the aisle once and saying, I accept Jesus as my Savior. It's about opening our hearts. It's about opening them fully and providing a home for God to live. A home that God can live in, every room and every door is open. And I think when we do the same thing, God will say, you too will be blessed. You too will be blessed beyond whatever you can consider. But it requires for us to make a home for God. And it requires us that we make that home each and every day. Not just a moment in time or once during the week, but that we take each day to open up and say, I let the Christ child in. And I want a relationship with this God that stepped in my direction first. And now it's time for me to step in God's direction so that I might understand what the Christ child did do for me. The Christ child came to die for me. Let us pray. Gracious and almighty Lord, it's just so hard to consider that you chose to come upon this earth as a child, as a baby, and you chose to allow us to take care of you and raise you, that you chose us because you truly wanted a relationship with us. It was broken and you wanted to fix it. And now we can come to the manger and we can see the Christ child. And then we can remember what this Christ child has done for us upon the cross so that we might have life. Help us that we might truly prepare a home for you each and every moment of our days. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.